بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The great scholar Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى who said, قصلة القلب من أربعة أشياء إذا جاوزت الحد. He says that hard-heartedness. And what does hard-heartedness mean? What does it mean when the heart becomes hard? Allah speaks of the hardness of the heart. It's the loss of spiritual drive, spiritual energy. That's hard-heartedness. So the heart no longer becomes receptive to advice, and the heart becomes hard. It's not inclined towards doing good, and there's lack of energy when it comes to carrying out our acts of ibadah. So he says there are four things. If you exceed the limit, these are four necessities. You cannot live without them. But he says, إِذَا جَاوَزْتَ الْحَدْ, when you exceed the limit with regards to these four things, it quickly and easily leads toward hardness of the heart. Number one, he says, الأكل, overeating, excessive eating. He says, when you're eating is a necessity, but when you cross the limit and you always eat to your full and you're always filling your belly, he says that this is going to lead to a hardness of the heart. In Ramadan, you are hungry the entire day, but yet you feel spiritually energized. You just want to read the Quran, you want to do acts of worship, acts of ibadah, though you are physically weak, but you are spiritually strong. Why? Because of the hunger that you are feeling. Number two, he says, is a noom, excessive sleep. Sleeping more than what you are required to sleep. So there's not only physical harm, but there's spiritual harm as well. Number three, he said, is al-kalam, talking too much, speaking too much. You feel that you need to speak and be part of every conversation. That also leads to hard-heartedness. Why? Eventually you are going to say something you're not supposed to say. If you want to be part of every conversation, every chat, every social media comment that's made out there, eventually you are going to make a comment, you're going to say something, you are going to speak about somebody, that will lead to hard-heartedness. And number four, he says, al-mukhalata, too much socializing. Too much of socializing as well is not good. To be part of every social event, because socializing with others and keeping company with others has an effect on a person. And that's why we are told to keep the company of the pious and the good, because that rubs off onto a person. If you're always socializing, inevitably you are going to socialize with people who have bad qualities and bad habits within them, and that rubs off onto you, and it creates hard-heartedness. May Allah grant us understanding.